start to look right on a red eye Greyhound. Yes, I got a Cadillac for a bag home and a Dodge Ram pickup truck. But I like riding with the folks come to see my show. Tell my aunt to let her settle that I ride in the rodeo. From Canada, right to the Calgary Stampede. Made more money in a single day than an honest man might be. I'm on my way from Flagstaff down to New Orleans. I'm gonna see my favorite wife, and I know what I mean. Right away, friend, here's the thing. Can you lend me 50 bucks? Stars. Give you a surety. When I wire you the money, you can send them right back to me. Tell you if my Spurs could talk, and tell you quite a tale. Gangers, cleaning hustlers, and rustlers down on the Chisholm Trail. Work hard to me in my Cadillac for a day, work hard as hard as gold. Best take care of my silver spurs if you don't, you won't go. Hey, my friend, you could just trust me to pay you what I think. You might think that my silver spurs are too precious for the U.S. me. Besides, I need money from you to pay for my next ride. I got a wedding, this rodeo, my face 10 years inside. And a waistband that's money compared to a buccaneer. A gold in a western sunset on a hot, clean desert air. Swear to you about my ragtime boots, I'll repay the debt. I swear it's true, I'm gonna send it to you. I tell you, if my spurs could tell, I tell you what I tell you about gamblers, gunmen, hustlers, and wrestlers down on that Chisholm Trail. They weren't more to me than my heart. So you better take care of my silver spur. If you don't, you won't grow old.
Well, good evening. Nice to be here, nice to be anywhere, that's what they say. My first time in Alkmaar, I believe. I don't recall being here before. So it's a pleasure to be here. It's even greater pleasure to be here with a friend of mine all the way from Mississippi. I did that the other day. Mississippi. Very talented man. Double Grammy winner. I'd like to introduce you to the wonderful Mr. Jimbo Mathis. You can just leave that middle syllable out, just Mississippi. It's easier to say that way.
I'll just drink more and then it's just gonna happen.
Leave out the vowels, man. Mizzip. How y'all feeling tonight?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. About the oldest story ever told, the love affair between good and evil. I'm not talking about Dr. Evil.
My fire shot.
one off my CD that I have here tonight. The song's called In the Garden, There Grew Something Wicked. And it goes like this here. Tonight, Mr. Siegel and myself, and our until further notice, we'll go from starboard to port and vice versa. We met last summer in Mississippi.
There you go.
See how easy that was? And 24 hours later, we were in a studio together making a record called The Picnic Sessions, which is available tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And there was no preparation for this CD,
no. Zero.
I'm not selling it very well, I know.
It doesn't sound very appealing.
But trust me, you'll love it. And,
we've done our homework.
We know, I knew the personnel playing were some of the best musicians on the planet, so I wasn't too worried. But I wrote some songs for it on the way to the studio. But this was one I knew already. It's an old song by Townsend Zane. See, I was thinking about moving over to your fine country and living on a houseboat. I'm still thinking about it. And I discovered this song by Townes Van Zandt called The Heavenly Houseboat Blues. I wonder if you can wonder if they can hear us at the bar.
I don't know. I don't
think so. We can hear them.
I can sure hear them. Maybe when you order your beer, you can just whisper, beer, please.
Well, I'm building a house old in heaven to sail on a deep and holy sea. Yes, I'm building a house old in heaven, and it's welcome aboard. Oh, the bow, she is made of solid silver. The hull, she is made of solid gold. Well, she ain't too much upon the lines of flow, but she sure is to have and to hold. Yes, I'm building a house for heaven to sail on that deep and the holy sea. Yes, I'm
sounds so lovely, just to drift through heaven on a houseboat. It's appealing to a gentleman. Yeah, I'm doing old blues. I'm from a county called Cahoma County, Mississippi. Cahoma means panther in Choctaw Indian. Because that area used to be filled with panthers, bears, skeeters, cottonmouth moccasins, alligators,
you name it. If it was wrong, they had it. And they invented the blues down there, a music form they called the blues. Came from Cajon County. And we're going to do one by one of the great masters, and it's a pleasure to do this one for you. I learned it right from him, and pleasure to carry this on. But a song called, about a trifling woman, low down woman, called Ludello.
I was married.
Ooh. A trifling woman. Ain't no good.
I'm gonna do you, Ludello.
Sometimes we don't take a break, sometimes we do. We play it as we feel. Tonight we will be taking a break. So you can go and make some noise at the bar during the fucking break.
Is fucking a Dutch word?
Yeah.
I think it is. Just trying to get my etymology together.
So I wrote another kind of blues for this record, the talking blues. And in Mississippi they call me Overseas, that's my name. That's just what I'm called, Overseas. It's easier than Ian. Ian's a tough name in Mississippi. In the South of general. Don't know why that is.
They don't get a lot of Ians down there, I guess.
Not many Ians. No. One's enough. So I wrote the Talking Overseas Pirates Blues, being a pirate as I am.
Arr.
I'm actually qualified. I've got certificates, badges.
You're bona fide.
I've got a license.
Mm-hmm.
A pirate license.
Yes, indeed. License to plunder.
Well, I can't drive, so it means.
It's going back to the houseboat thing, man. If you see a houseboat with a pirate flag on it?
Yeah.
It's gonna be Mr. Siegel.
Guilty as charged. Come on, Jimmy Cox. Traveling overseas with a low down aching heart disease. With a mission for myself to find, drink that woman off my mind. But I failed. But I sure did try. Now people say the overseas blues ain't bad, but it can't be the overseas blues they had. Since I was a lad at the age of three, I said, this is the life of a man. A pirate's life, that is. A buccaneer, if you will. Oh, ahoy, me hearties.
Als je nou 15 euro betaalt om daar te
gaan. Oh, you mothers and wayward sons, don't stop your boys from having their fun. Let them all away, I'm begging you, please. Ain't nothing wrong with going overseas. What's the worst that can happen? Might find buried treasure or something. You know? X marks the spot. Well, this world is filled with monks and rascals sitting up there in their ivory castles. They're dumb in the head, they're weak in the knees, and hitting them. Ain't got the ball to oversee. Splice the main brace, shiver the timbers. Yo ho ho, don't go that wrong, man. Come on now, jump aboard, we're getting out of here, unless you're some kind of young man. In which case, I can assure you of that, you're going to get a taste of the man's own cat. That's a whip. You're lucky you ain't walking the motherfucking plane. You're getting key off.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
I might have to get my cutlass on. A buxom witch in Whistable once told Ian she liked the way he rolled his R's. Missouri was the Wild West then, from the state of Missouri, Clay County.
Roots to the core, because it's
to the core, man.
When you live it, you gotta play it like you live.
Also known as Wink is Away. But it's called Roots to the Core because we're playing every kind of roots music, Americana, or if people call it Americana these days, but you know, we're playing blues, we're playing country music, folk songs, and it's time we hit a little bit of gospel, man. So I'm gonna do a little
do it,
gospel.
Baby.
Gospel spiritual song.
In the church up in here.
Bring it to the church.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
These people look like they need it. Especially those guys at the back. They're all going to hell. You guys are all going straight up. They're going straight down.
There you go. Hell in a handbasket.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. 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 sounding good already.
The congregation has spoken.
Yeah.
We're going to crucify your ass. Baby, don't be so evil. Un momento, por favor.
There's about 500 years of instruments on this stage. They're a little old, these old growers. Sometimes they take a little tender care to get them in tune.
The old instruments sound good, though, don't they?
Pharaoh's army got drowned in. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't weep no more. Oh, Mary, don't weep no more. Pharaoh's army got drowned in. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, now Moses, he stood there on the Red Sea shore, smoked that water to high four. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, now you know Mary, the baby, they were lying in the shade. Thinking about a money, a papa, 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 baby. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Pharaoh's army got drowned.
you weep.
Come on down.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep no more. Oh, Mary, don't you weep no more. Pharaoh's army got around it.
Tallahatchie means ditch or creek, like a swamp. Tallah means muddy, so it means muddy ditch in Choctaw. Actually, it comes right down between the Chickasaw and Choctaw border. What used to be their land, now is called the state of Mississippi, or as overseas called it, Mississippi.
Mississippi, that's her husband.
My ex-wife. Song about a muddy ditch they call the Tallahatchie. It's like Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. It's that one. It's that one.
Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sank.
think I'll jump into Tallahassee. Think I'll crawl down to a basin for a slow walk on the Tallahassee. Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sank. Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sank. Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sank.
We're going to take a very, very short break. I mean, we won't even miss this, but we'll be back.
Get your cold drink at the bar, come back and holler at your boys. Ian Siegel,
Jim Martin, thank you.
Until we meet again.
Thank you, friends. It's your boy Ian Siegel and Jimbo Mathis back for the second show. Everybody feeling good out there?
Yeah!
Well, all right. Yeah, now we're coming.
Now we're getting down to the real nitty gritty.
We're going to get down to the real deal. We're going to solve the great cosmic heebie-jeebie.
I said we'd be playing some blues and some gospel and some country. Everything. This is an old blues thing.
This old dirt road by myself. Oh, I ain't going down. This old dirt road by myself. If I can't carry you, darling. Today have been a most sad and a lonesome day. Oh, I said today have been a sad and a lonesome day. That's why I ain't going down. If I can't carry you, darling, I'm gonna have to find me somebody else.
Little girl. Oh, you
what I want, a girl. And I won't have to come out around here alone. Howling. I dig me a hole in the ground. Yes, when I get fed to howling, I dig myself a hole in the ground. I said the folks around here, they call me the Pink Panther. Overseas Pink Panther. My little girl, she knows about the way I makes my sound.
Sound like a werewolf of London. Train. We did a song about a trifling woman. We're going to do a song about a train. Then we're going to do a song about a trifling man. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a good old folk song where I grew up there in Mississippi. They did talk about a man they call Casey Jones. He was a real man, but he's dead and gone.
Put your head.
gravel road. What case he told his mama before he died? Three more roads that he wanted to ride. And finally asked him, what can it be? He said the old Northeastern and the Santa Fe. He said the Santa Fe. That's a train.
That's a train.
Woo! Said the old Northeastern and the Santa Fe. All right. I'm gonna tell y'all about Miss Casey Jones.
Do tell, do tell.
I ain't gonna tell it all, but I'm gonna tell some of it. Miss Casey had a wife, her name was Alice Fry. She said, I love Mr. Casey till I die. I ain't good looking, but I take some of my time. I'm a rambling woman, got a rambling mind. She got a rambling mind. Well, one night, Miss Casey, she dreamt a dream. Yeah, Miss Casey bought a sewing machine. She broke a needle, now she can't sew. She loved Miss Casey, cause she told her so. She told her so. What kind of woman is that? Yeah, she loved Miss Casey, cause she told her so. She's on the road again. Come on, all you women, if you wanna flirt, y'all come woman in a mini skirt. Got half a yard of ribbon tied around her leg. She's stepping like she's stepping on scrambled egg, on scrambled egg. Uh-huh. She's stepping like she's stepping on scrambled egg.
I had someone in this morning.
In the fatal morning. It began to rain. Round the curve, coming on, passing the train. Under the wheel was old Casey Jones. He's a mighty man, but he's dead and gone.
But he's dead and gone.
Yeah, he was a mighty man, but he's dead and gone. He's on the road again. With another tune.
I think I will.
Let me turn around here where I can put my eyeballs on you. Look at your ass. What you up to?
Don't know. Now, I seem to have come on stage with water. That's strange. I'm just going to have a sip. We're going to do a song about a bird. We've done trains. We've done outlaws. Trifling women. Wolves. I think it's time for bird song.
Yeah, we did a song about Satan.
We did one about Satan. We did one about some spurs. We got the West covered. This one's gonna go a little Tex-Mex, you know. Now, while I'm tuning up, I gotta tell you, I heard the most beautiful words today that a musician could ever hear.
Really?
Which is late checkout. At the hotel, giving us a late checkout tomorrow. I'm so happy. It means I can party tonight.
Don't do anything rash, Ian Siegel.
I'm so happy. You have no idea how happy that makes me. Late checkout. I'm going to miss breakfast and everything. I'm crazy. So if anyone's got any ideas of what to do in this beautiful town of Alkmaar, my first time here, please come let me know after the show. I'm ready, willing, and able for rock and roll tonight.
Holy moly, I don't hurt it all.
Look out, you're going to see me in the morning, Mr. Mathis.
Oh, Lord.
Full of regret.
Full of regret.
Smelling of alcohol and guilt.
Oh, Lord. Alcohol.
I don't drink anymore.
He doesn't drink any less either.
I only drink when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody.
That narrows it down.
This is general.
He's on the road again. No, you're right.
Excuse me cheering up, but you know.
It's what we do.
Willie Nelson? Yeah. Willie Nelson says, we tune because we care.
Yeah. We do care deeply.
We care very deeply.
We feel your pain.
I tune badly, but I care deeply. Can I tell Willie Nelson?
What else did Willie Nelson say? I'm dying to know.
So Willie Nelson told this joke. You ready? I'm sure you're going to get this. So Willie Nelson tells this joke. He says, me and my wife, we still have oral sex. I said, really? He says, yeah. He says, every morning I get up and I pass her in the hallway and she says, fuck you.
Fuck you, Willie Nelson.
I'm tired of your shit. Boy, that's terrible to be dead like that.
And he says, fuck you too.
It goes both ways.
I mean, he's a gentleman.
You too, ma'am. Wow.
He does say ma'am often.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He's from the South.
I didn't know that about him. Well, well, well.
So this is the story of Dayo Del Cielo, the cop from heaven. It's not biographical. Autobiographical.
Not by...
Carl, I said, I got to leave this home at Casas Grandes when the moon was full. She had no money in his pocket, just the locket of his sister framed in gold. Going to a swing on a steel fighting bird named Gallo Del Cielo. And he crossed the Rio Grande with that rooster nestled underneath his arm. Gallo Del Cielo was a warrior, born in heaven, so the legend said. His wings had been broken, he had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He fought 100 fights, the legend said, the one night in a swiggle. They fought Cielo 7 times, and 7 times he led every Tuesday. One of my teammates died, backing up you now in San Antonio. I got $27, and I'll lock it up your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs and got your Del Cielo. One day I'll live with my truck, I'll land in the disco and follow my goal. Outside San Diego, an onion fields a pack on my favorite day. The pride of San Diego is sleeping on a fancy base. Zaragoza pulled the one out, they'll see it all from underneath his hat. But they cried when Zaragoza walked away with $1,000 bill. Pulling my Timmy's out, I'm thinking of you down in Santa Barbara. Now I've got $1,500, and I'm locking up your picture frame and gold. Tonight I put it all on the fighting spurs and got you there, see it alone.
cold. Well, the moon, it went to hiding. The lanterns lit shadows all across the sands. And the wicked black named Zorro faced death's yellow in the night. Carlos Saragossa feared a tiny crack that ran across his rooster's beak. He feared he lost the $50,000 he had ran over to fight. Well, now, what am I telling you, Santa? Sing out of you now in Santa Clara. I know my money's on the table, even though I get up your little friend and go.
boy, I'm a long way from home. Poor boy, I'm a long way from home.
Poor boy,
poor boy, I'm a long, long way from home. Mother and father dead and gone. Friends have turned me from their door. Bingo. I can't tell y'all how much fun I've been having playing with this man, having him bring me overseas and with these great towns that I'm visiting for the first time, my first time overseas, and it's just kind of blowing my mind a little bit to go to all these places and see all you good people. I hope you'll remember what you see here tonight, and I really, really am honored to be here and humbled. I thank this man here. Put our hands together one time for Mr. Cobler. From Mississippi. You think he had a master plan or something? He's either two or three steps ahead or behind us. I can't tell. He's just on a wing and a prayer, just like all of us. Oh, yeah. Music makes it all better, though.
Well, the song that he just played reminded me of this one, so I'm going to play it. This is how we do. We just... you know, one of us plays a song, the other one plays a song. We don't really have too many plans. We have kind of a few plans. We know some songs we're going to play, but some we don't. This is one of them.
I look forward to it, Mr. Siegel.
What year are we in?
In the year of dog.
You can give me a hint.
Year of dog. All right.
That would be D.
Dog, that's C, right?
What
would the title be? Cocaine Cannot Kill My Pain. I
wouldn't know about that. Good title.
Siegel.
Right on, right off. Yes, indeed.
Don't do drugs.
You can't do that song and then say that.
Don't do drugs.
But he did, though. He said it.
That's part of my parole.
Oh,
my parole officer says I gotta tell people not to do drugs. So don't do drugs. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, drugs are bad.
You're gonna sign a form when you leave here.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay. Ian Siegel.
Remember, the world. Remember, not all drugs are good. Some of them are fantastic. I don't mean it. I'm not serious. Drugs are bad.
How about that bad man Stagger Lee? How about it in year
C? As in overseas. Do a song about a bad man they call Stagger Lee.
Woo!
Yeah. And shot down Billy Lyons with that blue steel 44.
That dirty dog.
Yes, he did. He's a bad man. I'm going to tell y'all about him. I'm going to tell you how Miss Rosetta told me this story. Yeah, I remember. I was a baby boy, sitting on Miss Rosetta's knee. She often told me a story about that old bad man, Stagger Lee. Yeah, Stagger Lee, he was a bad man. He was the baddest man I know. He shot down Billy Lyra with that old blue steel 44. It was late one night when I heard my bulldog bark. Stanley, Billy Lyra was squabbling in the dawn. What kind of man is that?
What kind of man?
I remember when I was a baby boy, just sitting on Miss Rosetta's knee. She often told me a story about that old bad man, Stanley. Make your record.
Oh, man.
this out on them.
Oh, it's true.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, oh, you're right, Mr. Siegel. Oh, we're having so much fun with y'all here tonight.
They just got closer, then we're not so shallow.
See, you're too shy before. You made us feel uncomfortable. It's good. I know you're nervous. It's your first night. But, you know, you seem to have relaxed now. You'll be fine. Don't worry about things. I remember my first beer, too. Yeah. We should do strange things.
Whiskey?
So we're going to play a song. We recorded this on the record, the Picnic Sessions, right? So you got any
CDs? Yes, sir. I got some.
Mr. Mathers has some of his CDs, too, so I do urge you to buy those. Yeah. He's also got some puppets for sale.
Puppets for sale.
Yeah, I brought some Mississippi hoodoo with me.
Yeah. We recorded this one. It's an old song from the American Civil War. It's from 1854. And I started playing it in the studio when we were recording it. And he said, oh, I know that one. So we put it down on the record.
It's a fabulous record.
So
I do say so myself.
This is called Hard Times Come Again No More. 1854. They were writing records back then.
That sounds so lonesome.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song inside of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. And at night you have lingered outside my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
It's a sign that's heard along the shore. It's a dirge that is whispered along the lonely grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song inside of the weary. Come again no more. Many nights you have lingered outside my cabin door. Oh, hard times
sick, light, and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, the early gamblers will say, oh, hard times come again no more. Just the song inside of the weary. Oh,
hard times come again no more.
Thank you so much, friends, and again,
what a pleasure to
be here. First time, how do you say it? Akmar? Close.
I'll get it together.
The cheese capital.
We got lots of cheese upstairs in the dressing room.
I have some nightmares tonight, especially after what I was wasting.
Is it the moon made out of cheese?
That's a scientific fact, ladies and gentlemen. The moon is made out of cheese. Fact. And if there's a man in here that can prove otherwise, I'd like him to speak up.
I've personally tasted the moon.
Me too. My dressing room is quite near. It's a long way off.
There was mama washing napkins, shave, and fed milk from the rat. He didn't bother to crawl till he was 17. Old Earl was a lazy man. He never had to go to school. He had no need to learn. He slept in the shade while the other kids played. Didn't care if he missed his turn. He was a lazy, crazy. Old Earl was a lazy man. Yes, he opened his eyes when the sun went down. Old Earl was a Old Earl hoarded up in his bed. He never had time for a wife. He never used his spoon and fork. He ate his peas with a knife. He lived off a stale rain water and some scraps they was due in the yard. He had an old hound dog to pick the scraps up. He said, I'm walking around making time. He was a lazy, crazy, old Earl was a lazy man. Yes, he opened his eyes when the sun went down. Old Earl was a lazy man. Play. Away, he didn't find him for a year. No one bothered to look for him, and no one shed a tear. They didn't take time to bury Earl. They put his bones in a sack. Every time around, the old hound dog neck said, get boy, don't come back. Cause he's lazy, crazy. Old Earl was a lazy man. Yes, he opened his eyes. They were lazy, crazy. The world was a lazy man. Yes, they opened his eyes when the sun went down. The world was a lazy man. Yes, they opened his eyes when the sun went down. The world was a lazy man. Yes, they opened his eyes when the sun went down. The world was a lazy man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're a lovely bunch. We're really enjoying ourselves tonight. We charmed us this evening.
Dang it.
I'm ashamed.
I like that.
You must be from the South.
You want to do G?
Yeah.
Goat. All right.
Plate next there, on the docket there.
You find out.
Senor.
I asked your mother for you. She said you was too young. Curse the very day I ever saw your face. See what you done.
Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the country.
coming in, see? If you dig what I'm saying. Do another one of my own original compositions here. We're mixing up the roots to the core, all the way to the core, to the blood and bone, to the gristle, to the very core of the matter. We're rubbing music's flesh tonight. The judge passed sentence on the piano bench. There's too much water under the bridge. Too many teardrops has washed this road away. I'll take the fast train across Lake Pontchartrain, but there's too much water bridge. She sits in white mansion, all alone in her splendor. I sit in my cabin, high upon the ridge. Yes, I swim at a river. My true love is sin. There's too much water exploded as it pulled up to the mill. Set fire to the pipe up on the ridge. There's too much water under the bridge. Yes, there's too much water. All under the bridge. There's too many teardrops has washed this road away. Our darling wandered off and never was found, and our storm has tore all the power lines down. A good shot and passed out, oh, from the pain. And for all this, she says I'm to blame. But there's too much water all under. There's too many teardrops has washed me away. Hey, there's too much water all under.
Side of the stage. I'll raise a social glass to you. Cheers, everyone. Lovely town you have here.
Beautiful.
Just gorgeous.
I walked around the whole town this afternoon, and I liked it. And I was thinking, this looks like a great town to go out until the early hours of the morning. I'm pushing forward for you.
Mr. Siegel, I presume.
I didn't find a bar that sells water. It's too much water.
Lord have mercy.
We're going to play an old gospel tune now. Take you back to that church that we were in earlier. You didn't think you'd escape from church, did you? We'll take you and put your ass right back in there. Yeah, you're talking Hail Mary,
man.
Hail Mary full of grouse. Take me from this public house.
That's the way y'all do it in London town.
That's one of my lines.
They shut the pub down at 11 o'clock on Sunday for a quick church service. Off for a hot minute.
You get the best red wine in church. They got those little biscuits. I don't understand. No cheese. I don't know.
Body of Christ, Dio. Oh, sorry. Is that what it is? Oh, damn it.
Straight to the narrow.
just a few.
Wall. Thank you, friends. Thanks for the hospitality.